This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Welcome, everyone, to ENN with Michael Kay back on a Monday. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael. What are your initial thoughts on the Redskins' name officially being retired?
Well, before I say that, Michael, I got a text from a guy, Mark.
Oh, that's gold.
You know, or and normally green. You might just let it go and not make that much of it, but in this case, you really enjoyed it because you knew what it meant.
Because I knew it pierced your heart. It wasn't just any guest. It wasn't like Chris Mullen calling Don Dom 15 times. He has no interest in Chris Mullen. This is one of your childhood idols.
Well, there'll be a lot, Dom.
Isn't it amazing, though? That whenever you miss this show, like whenever we miss one show, you miss a lot.
Oh,
like
Don's
been gone. Don's been gone for one day, and let's be honest, we're going to be talking about Daryl Green calling me Michael forever, and he just missed it.
That could be the motto of the show. You miss a little, you miss a lot.
You miss a little, you miss a lot. Wow, I don't really like how the ring to it, but sure.
Why? You miss a minute, you miss a lot.
So, RJ, how do you pronounce this dude's first name? Rashawn Holmes?
I believe so.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay. Well, the center for the Kings, Rashawn Holmes, supposedly broke the Disney campus line to pick up some delivery food. I guess he went to meet the delivery person. We were going to go to Royal Farms in Delaware and pick up chicken. Great. RJ, he's shooting on all cylinders today, isn't he?
Except when I went to him as a phoner friend.
But besides that, he's been great.
Again, history will reflect that you got the question right. So
no,
who knows
what
I said?
History is written by the winners, so it's how Greeny actually writes the history.
Well, he said he would have had the same guess, so I'm winning.
Michael, are you seeing RJ on camera, by the way?
Yeah, he looks terrific, although I didn't want him to cut his hair.
That studio still exists, huh?
Yep, only one here.
Didn't know what it was there.
That's right. He hasn't been on TV in over 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, this is only like the third day since this started I've worn a collared shirt. So this is by pure luck. I knew yes was coming back. I forgot this was possible.
Well, the ladies are happy to get the sight of sweet, sweet RJ on camera again. You know what I'm talking about, Kayster?
Oh, I know.
No.
So this guy from the Kings goes to pick up his delivery food, crossed the campus line, and now he has to quarantine for 10 days. He has 8 days left.
Well, there's two things that you have to really attack when you do this story. Number one, some guys are not really Mensa members, okay? That's number one. Number two, I guess the food is that bad.
I guess so. Wait, so here's the question. Can you get delivery taken to your hotel?
I think you could get DiGiorno.
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
I don't know. I guess if it's a no-contact drop-off, I would think that you should be. I mean, how are you going to get a pizza?
I have to plug, by the way, a pizza place I've gotten the last couple of weeks.
Oh, come on.
I never had it.
We've got questions about the pizza.
It's called Little Italy up here on the Upper West Side. Little Italy Pizza. They have a grandma pie. Michael, you into grandma pie?
No. No, I'm not. You miss a little, you miss a lot.
And I think that can live as a drop, by the way. I'm totally comfortable
with it. I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Oh, I know he can. But do you know what grandma pie... Do you know what
it is? Yes, I know. I don't. Jody likes it. I don't like it.
The Little Italy grandma pie they have is so damn
good. It's just like it's a sauce on bread, right?
No, it's square. It's just square and thick.
Right.
It's not like
that's not a grandma pie. That's a Sicilian. Grandma pie is like a Sicilian, but without cheese on it. It's just a crust with sauce on it.
Are you saying I had pizza with no cheese and didn't even notice?
Well, unless you had cheese, and that's a Sicilian slice.
You know what? You might be. And then how crazy is it if I didn't even notice that it didn't have cheese?
It was such a delight then.
Hold on. I'm going to look and see what it says here. Little Italy Pizza. It's 2047 Broadway.
Well, I hope you're getting free pies for this.
I'm not. They don't even know who I am. No, their
Andrew
grandma.
Said there's definitely cheese on grandma. I don't think there
grandma
is.
Grandma has cheese. Their grandma has cheese. It has cheese.
So then what's the difference between a grandma pie and a Sicilian?
I guess nothing.
No, there is a difference.
Listen, just trust me. Just order it. And guys, give me a discount. Because it's...
Was it expensive?
A delight. No, it's not expensive. I mean, I don't know. What do you consider expensive? It looks... Their grandma pie is $22.
A slice?
No, for an entire pie. For eight big, big slices. When Chauncey was here last week, we shared one. 4 and 4. Boom. Gigantic.
Who's
nothing.
Chauncey?
My friend.
Oh. You're breaking the seal, aren't you?
What'd you say?
You're breaking the seal.
With Chauncey?
Yeah.
Well, I know. We had a planned visit. He came here. He stayed with me. It was a thing.
All right.
We played golf twice. It was really nice, actually. Michael, you into grandma pie? You can't. No, you need to have his no in there, too, please.
See, now, so, my friend just sent me pictures. Grandma pie is thin and square. And it has Romano cheese on it. It doesn't have mozzarella. Sicilian is mozzarella. Thick cheese.
Got it. Well, this grandma was not thin. It was a thick piece of pizza. The doughy and delicious. Ugh.
But it did not have mozzarella.
Maybe it was no mozzarella.
It's got a little cheese, but not nearly as much as a Sicilian. Please stop.
All right. Interesting. Let's move on, shall we? Let's continue to talk NBA. So some players have opted against the decision to have social justice names on their jersey, which we know is something was being talked about. Here's LeBron on why he isn't going with a social justice name on his jersey.
I actually didn't go with a name on the back of my jersey. And it was, you know, it's no disrespect to the list that was handed out to all the players. I commend anyone that decides to put something on the back of their jersey. You know, it's just something that didn't really, you know, seriously resonate with my mission, with my goal. I would have loved to have a say-so on what went on the back of my jersey. I had a couple of things in mind, but I wasn't a part of that process, which is okay. I'm absolutely okay with that. So what I will continue to do, you know, off the floor and when I'm talking to you guys and when I'm, you know, everything that I do has a purpose, it has a meaning. So I don't need to have something on the back of my jersey for people to understand my mission or know what I'm about.
I agree with him, Peter. I mean, who are they to tell him what to put on his jersey? Well, we'll give you a list of the... No. I want to put what I want to put on the jersey. As long as it's not offensive, don't tell me what to put on the jersey.
Well, shouldn't that have been the whole thing?
I would think so. I could see why he's drawing a line in the sand here.
So what happened, Michael? They came up with a list of approved names?
Yeah. Approved things that you could put out there. So I guess Free Hong Kong isn't one of them.
So seriously though, they said like these are the names that are okay, implying maybe some aren't. Or I saw Kyle.
Well,
Korver's
they said they didn't want names, like they didn't want like Floyd. They didn't want that because they thought it would be disrespectful to others that didn't have their names on.
I mean, listen, and I get that, but for the record. Listen, there are a lot of people out there who have lost family members going, why didn't the world get as upset when my family member died?
Right.
That's happening every day. So, but I will just say this. I agree with LeBron. Do what works for you. I thought the way he handled that was class. But don't you think it would be whoever like LeBron had decided to put on his jersey, it would certainly be very talked about. You know, if LeBron's jersey.
But I do Arbery agree with him, though. Don't tell me what to put on my jersey. I can't believe that the Players Association agreed to the league giving them a list. All right, you can put on your jersey only these things. Well, take a walk. I'll put my last name on the jersey.
Yeah, that's weird. If you're going to do it, in the words of Michael Kay, you can't be half pregnant.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anthony Davis said why he's not going with a social justice message on his jersey.
The name Davis is something that I try to represent every time I step on the floor, you know, my family, you know, and I was kind of torn between the two. I didn't know what to decide. Should I go with a social justice message or should I have my last name? And I just think my my last name is something that is very important to me, and also social injustice as well. But just holding my family name and represent the name on the back to go through this process and a name and people who've been with me through my entire career to help me get to this point while still kind of, you know, figuring out things that we can do for social injustice. So I think, you know, some guys chose to, some guys chose not, but, you know, we'll have a ton of ways to kind of represent, you know, what we stand for.
I got to tell you, Peter, and this is not going to be a popular take.
Okay.
It's kind of eyewashy. The players should be allowed to discuss what they want in the settings where the media is there and cameras are rolling. Putting phrases on the back of jerseys, to me, it doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem sincere. I don't like it.
Well, Kyle Korver is going to be wearing a Black Lives Matter jersey.
I saw that.
So it'll be his Bucks jersey will say Black Lives Matter on the back. We'll see what other people do. I hear what you're saying, though. I just don't like that they weren't given. The point of it should be we fully respect, as long as it's not anything, you know, silly or unrelated to anything, you guys do what you want. You know?
They didn't want to give them that right, which is insulting in its own way.
Oh, man. Tom just sent a picture. He said, at most pizzerias by me in Central Jersey, Sicilian is thick, almost pan pizza, and Grandma is thin but a little lighter on cheese. Then he sent a picture that's just beautiful of Grandma pie, if you will.
Oh, and Chris Manfredi said, Grandma slice has cheese, but the cheese is below the sauce. And I believe that there's not nearly as much cheese as you would on a Sicilian.
We've learned so much today.
And, you know, we go places that we never think we're going to go. And we have time to do it because Don's not yammering.
I knew that's where you were going next. Like, would any of these things even happen?
I'm sorry that I'm passionate.
I got to tell you, by the way, what a generous guy you are. Knowing that Daryl Green was coming on and what it meant to me, you gave me the reins and had me run the interview.
Because I set it up with Daryl to call you Michael.
What a great job out of you that is. And look what you got. You decided to be generous, and you still got rewarded with me being embarrassed.
You know
what are your initial thoughts on
karma,
the Redskins' name officially being retired?
Well, before I say that, Michael, I got a text from a guy, Mark.
Couldn't be better. Could not be better.
Now, we talked to Anthony Davis. We talked LeBron James. Let's talk Rajon Rondo of the Lakers. He broke his right thumb Sunday night during practice in the bubble, and 6 to 8 weeks he's out. So I guess that would mean, Michael, he'd be back for potentially the end of the playoffs?
No, he'll be back maybe not the end. He could be in the Western Conference Championship. And
for
the
Western Conference Finals. Okay.
Yeah.
So still something.
Now, a friend of mine who's probably a bigger Redskin fan than you, Peter, he's the producer of the pre- and post-games on Yes, Jared Bochnak. Brilliant. He said, how does Peter not even mention Daryl Green making the incredible chase down tackle on Eric Dickerson?
Oh, come on. The two I mentioned are so much more important.
That's not what Jared says.
What was the ramifications of the Dickerson run?
It was a wild card game.
Come on. I referenced breaking up the pass to end the NFC Championship game in 87 and the punt return against the Bears to take the lead. Come on.
I think Jared knows more about the Redskins than you.
I tell him I think he's trying too hard, bro.
He, and by the way, Daryl Green's his favorite player of all time.
Well, so that can be his favorite play. He's allowed to have that, but I mean, you, Michael, here's a question. Of the plays I just mentioned, which one do you remember?
Oh, the one that Jared's talking about.
No, you remember the Bears punt return. That's the one everyone remembers. RJ, do you know the Bears punt return?
I know it exists. I can't tell you a ton about it, but I know it exists.
But of those three plays, is that the only play you know
That's
exists?
That's the only one I really know, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Where he tears his abdominal muscle during the return, and he's holding his stomach as he's running with the ball in his hand?
Screaming out, Michael, Michael.
My friend Michael, that's right. So the Patriot League is now the latest Division I conference to cancel fall sports. The league announced Monday that the decision is, quote, deeply disappointing. But they cited, guess what, health and safety of our campuses and communities as the top priority. They join the Ivy League in
so
getting
Fordham
rid of fall
canceled
sports.
Its entire season.
Fordham did?
Yep.
They barely play sports anyway. Aren't they in the Patriot League?
Yeah, in football.
Oh, got it, right.
The Big Five is going to have to make a decision real soon, and they know it. And it seems like all signs are pointing that they're going to have to cancel, or at least move it till January. I saw Chris Fowler, the play-by-play voice of ESPN of the college football championship. He said it's right now third and long for there to be a college football season. He said third and really long.
I agree wholeheartedly. I can't see it. I mean,
you know, because you could say the NFL, these people are getting paid an extraordinary amount of money to play. You're going to ask kids who would be afraid to say, no, I'm not going to play, to put their literally put their lives on the line. Well, they don't have a union.
And also presume. Now, here's where it gets hard, though, Michael. What do you do with the incoming class when your seniors now won't leave and keep their eligibility?
It's a problem.
So you'll have your teams, your older players, unless they're good enough to make the league right now, which is not very many at all, that accounts for no real percentage. So your older players aren't going to leave, and your freshmen are still going to come in.
Well, you don't know. Older players might have to leave. They might not give them another year.
That would stink, though. What if you're a player, like a fringe player, who could make the league, but you need that last year?
It's going to be different. And if you're a guy like – if there's no college football this year, that's the last you'll see of Trevor Lawrence. I mean, the big, great guys that everybody knows are going to be top draft picks. But you're right. Some people move up there last year.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's going to have far-reaching, long-standing ramifications in sports.
Imagine if you were a really good player who was touted, you know, and you were supposed to make the league one day. But your sophomore year, you had a really bad injury. And your plan was to come back this next year. And everyone knows you have a great season, you'll make the league. And then this happens now.
It's awful.
Your entire path for your life could just be completely thrown off. So it's a lot of people whose lives are just being completely changed forever. Russell,
can I just give you this? This is from the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey. It's clear current circumstances related to COVID-19 must improve, and we will continue to closely monitor developments around the virus on a daily basis. We believe late July will provide best clarity for making the important decisions ahead of us.
Late July. We'll see. Russell Westbrook has tested positive for COVID-19, and he's quarantining as we speak. Quote, tested positive for COVID-19 prior to my team's departure to Orlando. I'm currently feeling well, quarantined, and looking forward to rejoining my teammates when I am cleared. Thank you all for the well wishes and continued support. Please take this virus seriously. Harden, Jim, also did not travel with the team to Orlando as they entered the bubble. He still hasn't joined the team yet. The Rockets haven't disclosed why he didn't travel with the team, though Coach Mike D'Antoni said that he will arrive shortly. So, don't know exactly what that means.
I know about HIPAA laws, I understand, but not saying who has it. It's no scarlet letter if you get it. But not saying who has it just leads to so much speculation that's wrong. You're thinking bad, even worse things. There's no shame in getting this unless, you know, you were jumping around in the Lake of the Ozarks, but there's no shame. I've said this earlier. You could do absolutely everything right, wear a mask, socially distant, hardly ever go out and still get it. So now you're going to just keep it a secret. I respect guys like Chapman and LeMay. Yeah, just tell them. Tell them I did it.
Right.
Russell Westbrook, yeah, tell them. I mean, you didn't do anything wrong.
Right. There's nothing to be embarrassed by. You didn't get VD. Not that you have to be embarrassed about VD.
It's nothing to be proud of.
I mean, it's no one's favorite thing to disclose. So, Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame linebacker Brian Urlacher, and Super Bowl champion Travis Kelce, and 2014 NFL Offensive Player of the Year DeMarco Murray. What do they all have in common, Michael?
They've joined the A-Rod J-Lo group to try to buy the Mets.
Right. What a random fiasco. But a pretty cool group, though. Travis Kelce's a cool guy. I mean, J-Lo's J-Lo. I got no problem
with Brian
Urlacher.
Did you see what Travis Kelce did at the golf tournament?
No.
I know he's a fun guy.
A nozzly dance or something?
No, worse than that.
Oh, no.
So Patrick Mahomes is being interviewed. He's sitting on a stool and, you know, they're socially distant. And Travis Kelce's walking behind him and, like, is kind of like making some gyrations and then decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him a wet willy. And that's what he did.
No.
Yeah. Put his finger in his mouth and stuck it in Patrick Mahomes' ear.
No.
Yeah. Go call it up.
How did Patrick react?
He kind of like laughed, I guess. But, you know, what are you going to do? Punch him out?
But, like, dude, talk about tone deaf.
I mean, it's almost like what Gobert did, almost worse, because everybody knows how serious this is now.
I'm not saying this is good, but I am saying that it's true. We live in an era where a wet willy could get you killed.
Yeah.
You give the wrong person a wet willy, it's a serious problem.
Yeah, I was never a fan of wet willies.
Who's a fan of a wet willy? The most beautiful human being on earth could give you a wet willy, and you'd be disgusted.
That's not true. That's
really?
That's not true. That's false.
I promise you, Megan Fox could walk in here right now and give me a wet willy, and I'd be like, what are you doing?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Really? What's the enjoyable part about having saliva in your ear?
We'll talk about it when we get off the air, okay?
I need a lesson, apparently.
Now, can I talk about the group that's trying to buy the Mets? So it looks like Steve Cohen supposedly has bid $2 billion. And by the way, I wish Don was here. Oh, the Mets are not going to sell for $1 billion. The price of a franchise is going to remain the price of a franchise. And it's going to come close to the 2.6 that he originally offered. But Cohen has more money alone than Alex and Jennifer Lopez. But the people that they have as investors, I mean, big-time money people, have more money than Steve Cohen. And one thing that has not been discussed, and we mentioned this a little bit earlier, the aspect of a self-made woman who's putting her own hard-earned money in.
Mm-hmm.
She's not piggybacking or being just, just anybody who puts their name in. She's putting in big equity. That's kind of a neat thing that a woman would own a team and she earned that money with her hard work and talent. I think that that's gone underreported. You know, the A-Rod thing, you know, people are going to, oh, it's sexy, former Yankee, but all the stuff that he did, he was in trouble before, and now he's trying to buy a team. How about Jennifer Lopez that, you know, in an era where we're supposed to be making people equal and the Me Too stuff that's gone on, that this woman is putting in, I think her and A-Rod are putting in almost $400 million together. That's not like just chump change to buy this team. I think that Major League Baseball should look upon that and go, that's a pretty good thing for us.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 100%.
And she's not going to be a silent partner from what I hear. She's going to be running this thing. I mean, she's got ideas building up Willett's Point and stuff like that, making an entertainment complex. This woman is a pretty bright woman.
And also, we know no matter how many years seem to pass, J-Lo's inherently cool. You know how much cool factor she brings?
It's a good point. And that's what they're trying to do with baseball is make it cooler for young people.
It's a great point, Michael. I wonder if that will sit favorably with baseball and kind of help them in this.
Because there aren't that many women in charge of sports franchises. There's just not.
And have a
woman
of color?
And it would be perfect with the Mets because the first owner of the Mets was a woman. Mrs.
Really
Payson.
Would be cool. Mrs. Payson?
Mrs. Joan Payson.
Is she related to Jeff Passan?
No, because her name's Payson. His name's Passan.
You're being an Asin. Well, you're the one with the... Forget it. Michael, you mentioned earlier the NFL unveiling their Oakley mouth shield. to combat coronavirus. A product that was designed by Oakley in collaboration with doctors and engineers from the NFL and the NFLPA to mitigate the spread of coronavirus on the field of play. So they're going to give them to all 32 teams next week. Antonio Brown has already said that if he gets on a team, he refuses to wear this helmet. Not going to happen.
Do you know who said it? I mean, I think you're joking with that, but did you see who said he's not going to wear it?
No.
J.J. Watt, who's like a really smart guy.
Why?
He told Pro Football Talk, my second year in the league, I thought it'd be cool. I put a visor on my helmet. I was like, it looks so cool. I want to put a visor on. I had it on for about three periods of practice. I said, take this sucker off. I'm going to die out here. So now you're going to put something around my mouth. You can keep that. If that comes into play, I don't think you're going to see me on the field.
Well, I wonder if it's that hard to breathe when you're playing with a shield like that. But listen, maybe they designed it with new technology that makes it better. You shouldn't write it off before you try it.
That's like when LeBron said, I'm not playing in front of no crowd. Well, yeah, that's what he's going to be doing.
Yeah. How about in front of no crowd in a random arena at Disney World in Orlando?
Right. Without Rajon Rondo.
Top-rated quarterbacks in Madden 2021, Michael. I'll let you guess who number one is.
I would have to say it has to be Patrick Mahomes.
Number two. Now, think this through. Just not the best. Who's the next best quarterback?
Lamar Jackson.
Next. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's thinking it through. I don't believe he's the next best quarterback. The next best quarterback.
Rodgers.
No. The next best quarterback. Week to week. Season to season. Game to game. Year to year. Play to play.
I don't know. I thought the two I named would be that one.
No. It's AO Seattle.
Okay.
Russell Wilson. Patrick Mahomes has a 99. Russell Wilson has a 97. Lamar Jackson has a 94.
So, I mean, you made me sound like I picked a guy that was 30th on the list. He's third.
Well, yeah, of course. I think the interesting part is that Russell's higher than Lamar, and he should be. I mean, listen, Lamar is dazzling and seems unstoppable, but you don't want him throwing the ball as much as you want Russ throwing the ball. Overall skill set, you're ranking Russell's arm better than Lamar's.
Yeah, I agree.
After Russ, Lamar, Breeze has a 93, Brady a 90, Rodgers 89. By the way, over the weekend, Kid Cudi and Eminem released a new song. I feel so bad for when Drew Brees first hears this song.
Why?
Because Eminem just has a random stray line where he just says, bleep Drew Brees. It's not going to make him happy.
Really?
Yeah.
So Drew Brees did not, like, gain any kind of acceptance for, like, doing the right thing?
Well, I'm sure he did with some people. I think around the league he did. I think Eminem, you know, Eminem's a provocateur, so I wouldn't say M's the same as everybody. By the way, though, my personal prediction, I don't believe Drew Brees is an Eminem fan.
You don't think so?
No, but I'm making
that up.
How
about Kid
Cudi? But he loves Cudi. That's the weird part. He's out on Eminem, in on Kid Cudi.
Strange choice.
That'll do it for ENN on this Monday evening.
Wow. That was good.
Thank you. It's been quite a show.
It really has been. Don, you better come back tomorrow.
This could be problematic.
This is Wally Pipp time. Michael K. Show.
Except Wally Pipp. Except there's no Wally Pipp.
Oh, he's Wally Pipp.
No, except there's no replacement.
Right. The replacement is no one.
Wally Pipp. Imagine how different the story is. He just got benched for no one. They went with eight players.
That's right. Lou Gehrig never took over, and they just kept first base open, and he never got his job back. They just shifted. They had the second baseman would lead.
They decided to run a shift, and it was better.
Right.
Wow. Different history.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.